Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection, our new ritual every single day to check in and connect and share a passion for bodybuilding, training, fitness, and life. Now, one thing that I always want to do is watch out for you guys, help you gain perspective as you go for your bodybuilding, training, your fitness goals. And there's so much information out there, and I like to use my experience throughout the years to, you know, give you some insight, some perspective as you're bombarded with all this information from so many different sources. And I just want to talk about we as people, and this includes myself, as fitness experts, right? And this will help you understand our perspective as you're trying to go through all this information. You know, I'm a big fan of Tony Robbins. I've been a student of his for just about 20 years now, reading all of his books, taking all his audio seminar courses, going to seminars of his all around the world, and even staffing at his events, you know, volunteering as his bodyguard, actually, at a few of his events. Actually, I was also on an infomercial. He used me as an example on one of his infomercials that played all over the world for about 3 years. So I'm really into his work. I really believe he's a total master genius at finding the distinctions about how we think as human beings and peak performance. There's one thing that he talks about, and it's called the six human needs. It's what we absolutely must have as human beings to survive our psyche. And two of them, of the six human needs, are significance and the need to connect, right? Significance and the need to connect. Now, significance would be, you know, we can't just be just another brick in the wall, just dust in the wind. We have to do something special, unique, different that makes us stand out above the rest. It's just a human need. And we do it all kinds of different ways, right? Whether, you know, we make a lot of money, we have the biggest house, we have the best body, we have the best information. We break down, I don't know, all the bodybuilding training personalities in our unique way, where we go against the common way of thinking. We have our own path, or at least we like to present it that it's our own path. And many times, some of these fitness experts, you know, they're just rehashing something that's been said, you know, years ago. And then they put their own spin on it. Some of these guys don't even really realize what they're on their soapbox talking about. You know, has been discussed many, many times over the 20 plus years that I've been in bodybuilding training and fitness. But we have this need. I have this need. What is this? This Morning Connection podcast. I'm always looking for special, unique ways to connect with you so I can be the guy you come to and we can create this mutually beneficial relationship. I provide value to you. You support Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my information products. You know, we help each other out. But I know I have to create value to do that. And the only way you're going to pay attention to my Mass Machine Nutrition supplement company or my information products, how great they are, is if you even notice me. So I have to find ways to be special, unique, or different. So I'm no different than anyone else when it comes to all the fitness experts out there. All right. Another thing that I do that I've gone against maybe the common way of thinking are two things. One is I really inject the mental toughness, the motivation into every strategy I talk about, even if it's about training or nutrition. Another thing that I do is that I don't, even though I can see where it's popular and where it works, is take a hard line that everything is either black or white. A strategy, there's zero, totally ineffective, or it's a 10, it works. There's no in between. And that's a popular way for fitness experts to present their point of view on their strategies. You know, and I've taken a different path that, look, there are strategies that are more effective than others, but I don't want to confuse you. Because there's so many people who are so enthusiastic, they're determined to to improve their physiques, their bodybuilding training efforts. And then when they get bombarded with this information, with all the black and whites, this way is right, this way is wrong, they get overwhelmed and they either quit, they don't get going, or whatever it is. And so, you know, I want to, you know, I'm emphasizing that some is better than none. You know, that strategy may not be optimal if there is a unanimous way of thinking that is optimal. That, you know, a strategy can be an effective 6 or a 7 or even an 8. And if you can develop the certainty and confidence and go for it, right, get some results, you'll work your way up to that 9 strategy or that optimal strategy. But you got to get going before. I don't want to leave you guys out thinking that there's it's all black or white. All right. So those are some things that I do. All right. So that's special, unique, and different. And you can just look out there, the fitness experts. They're either the, I don't know, the funny guy, the science guy, the guy that has to say something that's totally different than what everybody else says, the guy who is positive, the guy who bashes everybody else, the guy that I'm the underdog and everybody picks on me and look where I am now, all right? I'm the champion guy, and I'm speaking from a champion's perspective, or I'm the guy, I'm not a champion, I don't even have, you probably don't even think that I even lift, but I know my stuff because of my education and my dedication to science. Whatever it is, it's just a human need to come up with your own special and unique way about presenting yourself. All right, and you see that all the time. You can probably think of some right now. All right, as I talk about that, what way does this expert make himself so different? What is his unique angle? And he may not even, you know, realize that himself or herself. It's just that, you know, they really believe in what they say. All right. And so the other part of it, and this is what's really interesting to me, because I am just such a student, so fascinated by, you know, human nature, why we do the things we do, is the other human need is the need for connection. The need for to be appreciated for what we do, for people to like us. It's a human need. Now, some people need that more than others, to be liked or get other people's approval or validation, but everybody does have that need. Well, the interesting thing is, if you think about just those two needs out of Tony Robbins' 6 human needs, the need to be significant, special, different, and the need to connect, to have people like you and validate you, you can see how those conflict with each other many times. That if you are somebody who, you know, takes a stand on an issue and it's special and unique, so you're noticed for that differing opinion, and I'm talking about bodybuilding and training or fitness experts, right? And you set yourself apart from the masses because you think differently. You're special, your point of view is unique, or it goes against the rest. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to disconnect yourself from a lot of people, right? And you're going to open yourself up to a lot of, you know, attacks. And, you know, with the internet now, the attacks can be personal, or they can stick to whatever it is you're saying. And it's very interesting to me, because you see these fitness experts, they have a really hard time. They have a very easy time becoming special, unique, and different, and going against the grain, and even bashing other people. And you're going to, look, you say anything over the internet. There's 7 billion people on the planet. You're going to have people who are going to be your fans, or go into your camp, or be on your team. I don't care what you say, how outrageous it may be, how right or wrong it may be, you're going to have fans, all right? But again, when you're special, unique, you're different, you stand apart, you're going to have the haters, the people who disagree. Like I said, it's very interesting to see many of the same fitness experts who really relish in the fact that they're different, they have this point of view, and they set themselves apart. They have a real hard time when they get bashed, they get criticized on the internet. It's like you can't have one without the other. Right, so the more special you become, the more you disconnect yourself away from the regular people, so to speak, right? And, you know, that's a good thing to understand in life, because, you know, right now you're going, you're looking for all the information to take your bodybuilding and training, your fitness to the next level. At the same time, you know, I would imagine you go through this challenge every single day, whether it's at the job, you want a promotion, you want to do the best job, you want to stand out, be unique so you get the promotion. And what does that do? All the other people at your job, maybe some of the slackers, maybe some of the people who they're not slackers at work, they just don't have the drive or the ambition to perform as well as you do. What do? You disconnect from them. And it could be a look here or, you know, word here. Oh, that guy's a kiss ass, kiss his ass to the boss or whatever, right? And, you know, if you really don't understand people or the situation or you take it personally, you're going to be going, what? I'm just doing a good job. You're just a slacker. Why are you getting all over me? All right? And so that's just the way it is. And, you know, longer you live on this earth, the longer you're pushing yourself to do your thing, to make your mark on the world, to add value to people's lives, to be special, unique, and different, the more you're going to experience so you better get used to it, all right? So what does this have to do with the information, the bodybuilding and training information, the fitness experts out there, myself included, who are presenting it to you? Here's a challenge, all right, is that, you know, there are the basics, the fundamentals, the things that work. Like, you got to show up to the gym. You know, you got to concentrate on what you're doing. You got to perform certain exercises. Those things aren't sexy. They're not different. You know, they're not going to get you noticed, right? No duh, right? Pounding the basics, the fundamentals, all right? So, you know, after a certain point in time, all the fitness experts, they're going to quit talking about that because nobody really cares about that after a while. And again, I think that, you know, good 90% of the information out there when it comes to bodybuilding, training, nutrition, I'd say a good 90%, I'm just throwing that figure out, is the same. You know, it has the same organizing principles, the fundamentals for success. It's just that 10%, that's what makes the difference. That's where all the strategies, but that's where all the confusion comes in. And I just want you guys to be aware and that the fitness experts out there, especially if you're rather new into this, right? They're not going to be pounding the fundamentals, the things that you at this stage need to know. For heck, that stage could last like 3 years, right? They're not going to be talking about that because that's boring to them if they've been doing this for a while, and it's boring to the masses. It's the controversial, the unique, the different things. That's what feels their need to be special, unique, and different. I introduce this to the bodybuilding and training market or whatever. I don't agree. Here's my reasons why the forefathers, everyone who's done this, they're just flat out wrong. And here's the reason why. Look at me. I'm a rebel. All right. I've got the truth. Right. Or it could be, I've got this unique training program. It's the XYZ, you know, training program. I mean, that's what fuels the internet. That's what the videos are about on YouTube. That's what the articles are about. That's what the commentary is about. You got to understand that may or may not apply to you, although that's the shiny, exciting stuff, the special, unique, and different stuff that you're going to be drawn to. And it can be a distraction for you if you, in your first, you know, 3 or 4 years into this process. And I know for some of you that may seem a long time. They're not talking about the basics. There's not videos about the basics that are going to help you succeed. You know, and the language that is used, that's what I want to kind of point out to you. It's they'll state a fact like, whoever says that this particular exercise is totally ineffective or something like that, or, you know, that's not the way to do this or whatever, right? And all those people who say that, they're just absolutely wrong. You know, many times, you know, what you need to understand is that that person that they're saying that is so adamant about this exercise being totally ineffective, that person, he really doesn't exist, right? I'm not saying that in numbers there aren't people like that, right? But it isn't some universal concept, all right? I'm not saying that nobody ever said that this exercise or this type of training was ineffective, right? But, you know, you have to take a stand. You have to, You know, there's this person out there that they're making as an example, and it's an extreme example. But they're making a whole video or a whole article based on that. And you might get the impression that that's a common way of thinking. That's how, 80% of the people out there think. It's really such a small percentage. One thing I hear all the time is that, people who, eat clean all the time, they think they're holier than thou and better than other people. From my experience, all the people that I've helped, first of all, regardless of what anybody may say about they're this totally clean eater and they never cheat and everything like that. Again, I'm not saying that there are zero people out there, right? I'm just telling you that the percentage is very, very small, and it's not really even worth talking about. Most people, that's the goal, that they want to eat clean, but they have cheat meals or they're not that disciplined. Look in the gym. Just look at the dedicated people who go to the gym. I mean, just look at their bodies. You can tell they're not sticking to an eating program. And those are the dedicated people, right? So I think that, there may be people who are proud about the level of discipline that they're able to execute over a period of time, right? And that's just the way of proving to themselves that they've changed some habits. But, the guy who thinks he's better than somebody else, I'm not saying that there are zero people out there, but, most people, they're not sticking to their diet. They're not having zero cheat days, so they're not even that way themselves. Okay. So let alone being holier than thou. But see, that's sexy and attractive. You can create this us versus them mentality, like those zealots who just eat clean all the time and don't even put anything tasty in their mouth for years on end. They're not like us. We're smarter. We're better. They're dumb. Yay, our team. Bad, their team, right? Don't be like one of them. I'm just saying there aren't very many of them to even be, be creating a whole video on. But again, if you're new to this process, you may think, oh my God, I don't want to be one of them. Trust me, there aren't very many of them. It's not even worth talking about, right? Certain things, fake natural bodybuilders, and they all do it for the money. Anytime there's money involved and everything like that. Look, I have been around the world, all these contests, communicating with people just like you. I'm not saying there are zero people out there who are like that. All right, let me just emphasize that. But to create all this talk about such a very small minority out there. Now, it's either their belief or they'll get you believe that, 9 out of 10 guys are that way or something like that. It's just not that way. Right? Another thing is something about, one particular food. And there's a lot of stuff around food I've noticed, that this one guy says you can, have an apple. Fruit is really bad and you can't have an apple. Again, I am not saying there are zero people out there who take such a stance, okay? But it's just not enough. It's just not enough to go on an entire rant and rampage or write a whole blog about or a whole video about, all right? But again, you have to understand, you can't just be talking about the basics over and over again. How special and unique does that make you? All right. Now, again, the experts are free to address whatever topic they want to. I mean, they can look into the camera or get on a microphone or write a blog, and they could be talking to the one person who has these beliefs if that's what they want to do. That's their right. Okay. What I'm saying to you is if you're new to this process, don't let those very unique ways of thinking or mistakes or, that are being criticized, that's the topic of the blog or the podcast or the video. Don't get the impression, right, that there's this overwhelming majority of people doing that. And this guy's, he's crusading to change what, 95% of the population are doing. It just adds to your confusion. So you have to understand, you have to put that in perspective, which may be a challenge if you are, new to this process. So you just got to keep this in mind. And just understand that all of us, we're human beings. We put on our pants one leg at a time, or gym shorts or whatever, one leg at a time. And whether we realize it or not, we're trying to be unique or different. It's a human need, right? It's a human need. And sometimes it clouds, you know, we're not as logical thinkers as human beings as we like to think we are. Sometimes those needs cloud, you know, our judgment and something that we really believe to be true, sometimes driven by those human needs. All right, so maybe that's a little bit more insight into the information that you're dealing with and who's presenting it to you. And again, I'm a human being just like everybody else, so I'm not saying that it's me this way. You should take what everybody says and be a critical thinker and how it applies to you or not. And that's including me, everything I say to you, everything you read from me too. All right, so just a few thoughts there to help you through all this information that's out there that may be confusing you. All right, so have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.